Welcome to Ventilate Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be another great day, and I'm so happy to be here. Today's show is number 330. And the title is that we're bringing you Dental News Bites. We're going to be featuring a story about a new oral cancer therapy that is made from blackberries. We'll be talking about a 1,000-year-old plaque from that was found in a mummy, I guess, or at least something that was dug up by anthropologists, and it's called the Microbial Pompeii. Also, we're going to learn why your dentist is part of your diabetes treatment team, and how poor oral hygiene might be linked to oral cancer, the oral cancer-causing virus called human papillomavirus. All right, so I think it's going to be an interesting show. Let me just remind everybody that all of the shows we've ever done, all 330 of them, well, not today because it's not finished yet, but all of the shows are archived on dentallyspeaking.com. They're also found on iTunes, all right? And I want to remind folks also that we have selected the date for Dentistry from the Heart, the one at my office where we do, typically 300 to 400 people get free dental care. It's an all-day event. It's at my office. We need lots of volunteers, dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, and that's September 12th. And actually, we have a meeting at my office this Thursday. This Thursday at 5. So if you'd like to come and help, that'd be wonderful. Give us a call at 262-9588. By the way, we're also in need of donated food and drink and ice and all of that stuff that makes something like this go. And one more little note, and that is that we will be holding the second, I want to call it annual, although I can't promise there'll be a third annual because I'm not really in complete control, but we'll be holding the third, quote, annual, end quote, Team Smile event with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that will be June 27th at Nationwide Arena. Okay, so let me just, I guess it's time to get on with the show, huh? So we're going to, so let's go ahead and do that. All right, a creative collaboration leads to an innovative oral cancer therapy, and the cells inside the human mouth are constantly and quickly regenerating. When you burn your mouth on hot food or accidentally bite the inside of your cheek, this quick regeneration is a gift. But for patients with precancerous mouth lesions, rapid cell regeneration can mean a lifetime of painful biopsies and oral surgeries. Dr. Susan Mallory and Dr. Peter Larson, along with an array of partners across the country, have developed a novel treatment delivery vehicle that could significantly improve these patients' lives. The inspiration for their work started with Dr. Gary D. Stoner, a researcher at the Ohio State's Comprehensive Cancer Center, James Cancer Hospital, and SOLA Research Institute. Dr. Stoner is the principal investigator in a study that showed that black raspberries contained vitamins and minerals known to prevent cancer in animals. Drs. Mallory and Larson wondered how this discovery could apply to their own patients. Black raspberry gel applied directly to cancer cells, said Dr. Mallory, is highly effective at inhibiting those cancer cells' growth. Applying the substances to cells in a laboratory environment is simple. Applying the substances inside a patient's mouth and preventing it from being washed away by the saliva poses a larger challenge. A recently conducted berry gel human clinical trial confirmed previous pilot study findings, that is, very positive results in a subgroup of patients. To help those patients whose lesions didn't respond to the berry gel, Dr. Larson suggested a patch, while Dr. Mallory recommended a vitamin A derivative, fenretinide. The patch could keep the substance in contact with the affected cells, protecting it from the mouth's wet environment, while fenretinide would add a drug with well-recognized cancer-preventing activities. With this idea in mind, the doctor set off on a quest to create a mucoadhesive patch that could deliver the water-adverse drug, fenretinide, to the saliva-rich oral cavity. To do so, they enlisted the help of Dr. Steve Schwindemann and Kashapa Gudesai at the University of Michigan's College of Pharmacy. Dr. Schwindemann is chair of Michigan's Department of Pharmaceutical Chemistry. Dr. Desai is an assistant research scientist in the lab. Together, they developed a mucoadhesive patch designed to adhere to the inside of the mouth. Residents, dental students, and faculty from both oral and maxillofacial surgery and pathology have been involved in the research and publication of the various preliminary results, said Dr. Larson. This is truly a team effort and is one of the things that makes academic surgery so rewarding. The opportunity to develop collegial working relationships across divisions is one of the things that makes working at Ohio State so enjoyable. The team turned to Ohio State's Technology Commercialization Office, which helps Ohio State faculty and students turn ideas into products and business opportunities. They connected the researchers with Venture Therapeutics, a startup pharmaceutical and biotech research and development company that is making its home in New Albany, Ohio, just outside of Columbus. Rather than purchasing the patent for the patch from the research team, Venture Therapeutics will become a partner, allowing the research team to be highly involved as the patch moves on to Phase 1 trials. Dr. Mallory said of this project, "It's been a remarkable team effort, and this project would not have made it this far without the collaborators." "My patients are always asking me when we're going to start the testing," said Dr. Mallory. "They know this technology could be life-changing." Pretty cool. It's pretty cool that this took place right here at Ohio State. Very, very neat. So black raspberry. Yeah, black raspberry gel. And then it's been put together with an adhesive patch, a mucoadhesive patch. So those two things put together keeps the medicine in place and helps these folks who have these cancerous and precancerous lesions. By the way, this story came from the Ohio State University's Dental Journal. You may remember that last week we had Dr. Bill Nelson on from AMIS, the group that represents oral surgeons. We were talking about oral cancer, and we didn't even know about this new product, because it's just in development. I wonder what they're going to call it. Anyway, we'll be watching for that, and it sounds pretty cool. All right, here's a story. It's called Microbial Pompeii. 1,000-year-old plaque preserves bacteria, microscopic particles of food on skeleton teeth. All right, this is from the University of York, February 23rd of this year, and it's an article that was published in Science Daily. An international team of researchers have discovered a microbial Pompeii preserved on the teeth of skeletons around 1,000 years old. The key to the discovery is the dental calculus, which is calcified plaque, which preserves bacteria and microscopic particles of food on the surfaces of teeth, effectively creating a mineral tomb for microbiomes. The research team discovered that the ancient human oral cavity carries numerous opportunistic pathogens and that periodontal disease is caused by the same bacteria today as in the past, despite major changes in human diet and hygiene. The researchers discovered that the ancient human oral microbiome already contained the basic genetic machinery for antibiotic resistance more than 8 centuries before the invention of the first therapeutic antibiotics in the 1940s. As well as health information, the scientists recovered dietary DNA from the ancient dental calculus, allowing the identification of dietary components, such as vegetables, that leave few traces in the archaeological record. Led by the University of Zurich, the University of Copenhagen, and the University of York, this pioneering analysis of the ancient oral microbiome, ecology, and function involved the contributions of 32 scientists at 12 institutions in 7 countries. The research published in Nature Genetics reveals that unlike bone, which rapidly loses much of its molecular information when buried, calculus grows slowly in the mouth and enters the soil in a much more stable state, helping it to preserve biomolecules. This enabled the researchers, led by Dr. Christina Werner, to analyze ancient DNA that was not compromised by the burial environment. They applied shotgun DNA sequencing to dental calculus for the first time. They reconstructed the genome of a major periodontal pathogen and produced possibly the first genetic evidence of dietary biomolecules to be recovered from ancient dental calculus. Analyzing this wealth of data required overcoming the formidable bioinformatics challenge of sorting and identifying millions of genetic sequences like puzzle pieces in order to reconstruct the complex biology of the ancient oral microbiome. Dental calculus is a window into the past and may well turn out to be one of the best preserved records of the human-associated microbes. That's according to Professor Christian von Mehring, an author of the study and group director at the SIB, Swiss Institute of Bioinformatics, which performed the bioinformatics analysis. Professor Matthew Collins of the University of York said, "We knew that calculus preserved microscopic particles of the food and other debris, but the level of preservation of biomolecules is remarkable. A microbiome entombed and preserved in a mineral matrix, a microbial Pompeii." Dr. Werner of the University of Zurich and the University of Oklahoma added, "Dental calculus acts both as a long-term reservoir of the oral microbiome and as a trap for dietary and environmental debris. This allows us to investigate health and disease as well as reconstruct aspects of an individual's life history and activities. Never before have we been able to retrieve so much information from one small sample. The study has wide-reaching implications for understanding the evolution of the human and oral microbiome and the origins of periodontal disease. Periodontal disease causes distinctive proteomic changes in the dentition and is characterized by chronic inflammation resulting in tooth and bone loss." Dr. Enrico Capitolini of the University of Copenhagen, a senior author of the study, describes the dental calculus analyzed in the study as a kind of battlefield archaeological site just at the molecular scale. Today, moderate to severe periodontal disease affects more than 10% of the world's population and is linked to diverse systemic diseases, including cardiovascular disease, stroke, pulmonary disease, and type 2 diabetes. Although common in humans, domestic pets, and zoo animals, periodontal disease does not typically develop in wild animals, leading to speculation that it is an oral microbiome disease resulting from modern human lifestyles. As we learn more about the evolution of this microbiome in response to migration and changes in diet, health, and medicine, I can imagine a future in which most archaeologists regard calculus as more interesting than the teeth themselves, says Professor Collins. The study of ancient microbiomes helps us understand the evolutionary history of human health and disease. That's according to Professor Frank Rulli, a senior author of the study and head of the Center for Evolutionary Medicine at the University of Zurich. This is pretty cool. This is really new. First of all, I didn't know that wild animals don't get periodontal disease. That's actually news to me. I think I'm surprised that I didn't know that yet. And so, isn't that neat? So now they're going to be more interested in finding calculus on teeth when they find a mummy of some sort that's been buried for thousands of years than they are the teeth themselves. That's actually not the case with a live human who we would rather not see calculus on your teeth. All right. So we're going to go to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day soon. So remember that the active ingredient of the mucoadhesive patch developed by the OSU researchers gets its active ingredient from black raspberries.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, let's see here. Okay, the active ingredient of the mucoadhesive patch developed by the OSU researchers gets its active ingredient from what? Is it A, gooseberries, B, blueberries, C, strawberries, or D, black raspberries? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kawiko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kawiko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kawiko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kawiko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, and we're back, and we're doing Dr. Kawiko's question of the day, and we have four callers on the line. We're going to roll some dice here in a second. Let me just restate the question. The active ingredient of the mucoadhesive patch developed by the OSU researchers gets its active ingredient from what? Is it A, gooseberries, B, blueberries, C, strawberries, or D, blackberries? And let's just roll the dice and see what we get here. That would be a one. That would be Steve. All right. Hey, Steve, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Steve, do you have the correct answer?
D.
D is the right answer. That's correct. It's black raspberries. So, Steve, what do you do for a living?
Graphic designer.
Graphic design. Okay, cool. Everybody uses those people, don't they? We all use you guys for logos and stuff. All right. Well, hey, hang on the phone. We're going to make sure you get those flowers from Vice Number Florist. And Mary, Karen, and Angela, please call back next week. All right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so hang on. All right. So, if you're just joining us today, we're talking about dental news bites. So far, we've mentioned a new mucoadhesive patch from black raspberries that helps the mouth lesions, and how 1,000-year-old plaque is providing a window into the diets of our ancestors. Now we're going to learn why dentists are a part of your diabetes treatment team and find out if oral cancer is linked to poor oral hygiene. Here's a story entitled, Why Your Dentist is Part of Your Diabetes Treatment Team. This is from Diabetes Health. It's written by Jacqueline Marshall. It's from April 22nd of 2014, this year. All right. So, no one wants tender gums that bleed and pull away from loosening teeth, creating infections or bad breath. That is why good oral care is vital when you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Although anyone can develop gum disease, there is a link between high blood sugar and increased incidence of periodontitis. Periodontitis, which is obviously periodontal disease, is caused by bacterial infections that can eventually destroy attachment fibers and supportive bone that secure the teeth in our mouths. People with diabetes also tend to have more serious cases of oral disease, which can trigger diabetic complications. The bacteria that cause gum disease thrive in sugary environments, and people with diabetes have more sugar in their mouths. This is why, along with good dental care, excellent glucose monitoring is the best periodontitis preventive. People with fluctuating or chronically elevated blood sugar have the highest risk of periodontal disease and more difficulties if a mouth infection sets in. Increased glucose interferes with the body's ability to heal infections. Ongoing periodontitis can also make blood sugar control more problematic. A vicious cycle can occur where the body's energy, which is coming from glucose, and immune systems have a negative influence on each other. A severe infection may increase an individual's insulin requirements, at least until the gum inflammation is healed. Sometimes hospitalization is even required. Diabetes weakens collagen, an important element in our soft gum tissue and in tissue that connects tooth to bone. Saliva washes sticky plaque residue, often the start of gum disease, off of our gums and teeth. Some people with diabetes, because of neuropathy or certain medications, may experience a reduction in salivary flow, known as dry mouth. Talk to your doctor or dentist about treating this issue. The incidence of dental problems is closely associated with eye problems such as retinopathy. Someone diagnosed with retinopathy or other diabetic complications is wise to have a thorough oral examination. Conversely, those diagnosed with periodontal disease should inform their physician, since it may indicate diabetic complications. Diabetics who wear dentures should have their soft mouth tissues checked annually by a dentist for sore or signs of fungal infections. Many diabetes experts recommend visiting the dentist twice a year. and to schedule appointments about 90 minutes post-breakfast so it does not interfere with regular meal times. Adhere to your oral medication or insulin schedule on appointment day and discuss any changes in your diabetes condition or treatments with your dentist. Regular brushing and flossing are essential. Your dentist can give you guidelines for both. Be sure to ask, since some oral care fundamentalists may surprise you. For instance, many dentists recommend brushing for at least 3 minutes, which is 2 minutes more than many of us usually give it. If you have diabetes, especially if you are insulin and oral medication dependent, you will want a good working relationship with a dentist sensitive to your needs. Talk to your dentist about possible high or low blood sugar problems that might occur while you're in the dentist chair. Some experts recommend your dentist have a calibrated glucose meter, fruit juice or glucose tablets, and a glucagen kit on hand, and know how to use them. We actually have a glucometer in our office. We also have a tube of icing that we can give somebody, put it under their tongue if we feel like they're hypoglycemic. Make sure your dental team is aware of low blood sugar signs, that is, reduced coordination, sweating, shaking, blurry vision, and how to respond. Let your dentist know if you have hypoglycemic unawareness or experience few or no symptoms of low blood sugar when it occurs. Make sure your dental team can spot the symptoms of high blood sugar, such as dehydration, acetone breath, and mental confusion, and knows to postpone the dental session if this occurs. There's a this source was from Diabetes Health. It ends with a quote, "You don't have to brush your teeth, just the ones you want to keep. Author unknown, might be a dentist." And of course, I say that a lot about flossing. You don't just floss the ones you want to keep, right? All right, here's the story that's kind of tied into what we talked about at the end of last week's show. You might remember last week's show was about oral cancer. It was Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And we talked about human papillomavirus, which is transmitted through oral sex. And so this story is about poor oral hygiene is tied to cancer-linked virus, which is the HPV, or human papillomavirus. Now, it's written by Amy Norton, and it is from Health Day. Back in August of last year is when this was reported. People whose teeth and gums are in poor condition may be more susceptible to an oral virus that can cause certain mouth and throat cancers. Researchers found that of more than 3,400 U.S. adults, those who rated their oral health as poor to fair were more likely to have an oral infection with human papillomavirus, which in certain cases can eventually lead to cancer. Overall, 10% of people with tooth or gum disease tested positive for oral HPV. That compared with 6.5% of those who rated their dental health as good to excellent. So that's almost double, not quite double, but almost. The results do not actually prove that diseased teeth and gums cause HPV infection. We don't know if poor oral health led to the HPV infection, and that's according to Christine Markham. But her team tried to account for other factors that affect dental health or the odds of having HPV, such as smoking or multiple oral sex partners. And poor oral health was still linked to a 56% increase in the risk of having the oral human papillomavirus. Now, of course, there could be other explanations for the connection, and more research is needed. And by the way, this Christine Markham, she does her work. She's an associate professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. Still, she said, there are already plenty of reasons to take care of your teeth and gums. Good oral health care is important to your health in general. The study just offers some more incentive, she added. HPV, which can cause genital and anal warts, is the most commonly transmitted sexual infection in the United States. Usually the immune system clears the infection, but in some cases, the virus persists in the body, and persistent infection with certain HPV strains can eventually lead to cancer, with cervical cancer being the best known. HPV can also invade the mouth during oral sex. Those infections usually cause no symptoms, but a lingering infection with a cancer-linked strain can lead to oropharyngeal cancer, which affects the back of the throat, base of the tongue, and tonsils. It's a rare cancer, but cases tied to HPV are on the rise in the United States. No one knows why. It's already known that poor oral hygiene is tied to a heightened risk of oropharyngeal cancer, even when smoking and heavy drinking, two big risk factors for the cancer, are taken into account. But it's not known whether oral dental health matters in the risk of oral HPV infection. This study, however, does not answer that question. The takeaway from this is that people should be aware of the already known link between oral health and cancers of the mouth and throat. If unhealthy gums and teeth do raise the odds of oral HPV infection, it's not certain how, but it's possible that diseased gums offer an entry portal for the virus.
Fewer than 12,000 cases of oropharyngeal cancer occur among Americans each year, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, but it's thought that HPV causes nearly three-quarters of them, so preventing the infection is key to preventing the cancer. There are two vaccines available against the most common cancer-linked strains of HPV, and experts advise vaccinations for girls, boys, and young adults.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have this a little short news bite. Rosie O'Donnell isn't feeling so rosy. The comedian 51 was forced to cancel 5 gigs at Florida comedy club McCurdy's after suffering a dental emergency. O'Donnell, who was set to perform Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, suffered an abscessed tooth that left her right cheek swollen. Sorry, Sarasota, have to go to New York to deal with my abscessed tooth, O'Donnell tweeted, including 4 shots of her face with an obviously swollen jaw. Had to cancel McGurdy's. I will reschedule ASAP. Now, you know, interesting about that is she went back to her dentist. She went back to New York. She didn't find a dentist in Florida, which I think is kind of cool because I like to think that my patients appreciate my care and they're going to keep coming back. And we have had that happen on several occasions. And the other thing is, teeth don't just abscess for no reason. And how much do you want to bet Rosie hadn't been to the dentist in a while, that she'd been putting it off a little bit? I want to also congratulate in advance my producer, Kelly. The next time I see her, she'll be a married woman. I won't even recognize her last name. I don't know if she's going to change it or not, but Kelly's going to be a married woman come this time, actually, this time yesterday, next week. So congratulations in advance for that, and I'm looking forward to going to the wedding. I've also found out her hotel. I don't yet know her room number for the wedding nights, but if I find out, I'll let you guys know, okay, and we can prank her. Anyway, okay, let me just remind you that every show we've ever done, and this is show number 330, is podcast, or rather archived and podcast form, at dentallyspeaking.com. And also on iTunes. And if you go to dentallyspeaking.com, oftentimes you'll see photographs of the people that have been on the show that day. And so it's kind of neat to do that. Remember also that Team Smile, June 27th at Nationwide Arena with the Blue Jackets. We need more dentists and dental hygienists and dental assistants for that as well. And you can go to teamsmile.org, click on events, choose the Blue Jackets, click on volunteer, and then volunteer now and get yourself signed up. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great cause. And then also, Dentists from the Heart on September 12th. Call my office to find out about that, 262-9588. Next week will be a Teeth Across America episode entitled Down on the Farm Part 2. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.